Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
It's Tuesday, February 8th, 2022. Good morning and welcome back to the second hour of Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us coast to coast across America from Maui to Maine as we continue with day two of our Relevant Radio Gift from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive. Our goal by the end of the week is $3 million and we appreciate your amazing generosity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everything you give today will be matched dollar for dollar. We have a goal of 100 gifts this hour, and again, 100 gifts here in the 7 o'clock central hour. I don't think that that is a lot when you consider so many folks that are listening to us all across our great nation here in the 7 a.m. central hour. On Tuesdays, I always make it a point to remind you to pray to your guardian angel. Ask your guardian angel for help. Do it today. Remember your guardian angel just for a moment. We begin every hour during our pledge drive with the powerful memorare prayer, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us here in our pledge drive and also for an end to legal abortion in our country. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit here on Morning Air when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now I want to bring in our Relevant Radio news anchor par excellence, Glenn Leverance. Glenn, what are a few of the big headlines this morning?
Hey, good morning, John. Some good news on COVID. We'll get to that in a second. And the latest on the Ukraine-Russia front, as it was yesterday that President Biden met with the German Chancellor at the White House. Meanwhile, the French President Macron met with Vladimir Putin. And things are standing kind of where they were when yesterday started. But some warnings, I guess, from President Biden that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline with natural gas from Russia to Germany will not be in action if Russia would invade. That was one of the warnings. And also, the American President Biden says, you know, Americans ought to get out of Ukraine. So that's a little bit dire as well. Hey, on the COVID front, more states saying goodbye to their mask mandates. Delaware will stop Friday statewide. Schools there on the 31st of March. That's the date for Oregon as well. California will end the mask mandate next week. Connecticut will follow. New Jersey students can stop wearing a mask March 7th, considering it soon in New York as well. So kind of state by state, some of those mask mandates soon to be falling by the wayside, John, as numbers decline.
That is great news, and I imagine that these decisions are now in the hands of parents, which is probably where it should have been all along.
Well, and as numbers continue to decline, I think folks feeling a little more free possibly to head out without them.
Thanks, Glenn. We continue to pray for a total end to this pandemic. Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life, as we do every morning, is from Matthew 6:21. Jesus the Lord says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is a powerful scripture that reminds us of what is really important to you. What is your treasure? What do you value the most? Your heart is connected to what you value the most. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our ultimate treasure. There is nothing, absolutely nothing more important than our faith in Christ. Our Lord wants all of our heart, our entire heart. That's the theme of our pledge drive. Give from the heart. That's what we're trying to do here on Relevant Radio. And we always pray with great confidence, Jesus, I trust in you. And now let's talk about love.
kufanya kazi kwa juhudi na nguvu nyingine na tunajituma. Mafanikio yake tunayaona wazi kwa macho yetu. Tunaridhika na kujiona tunafanya sisi. Kwa nguvu na akili zetu tunasahau ya kwamba hizi ni
a very, very powerful Swahili song that ties into what we're going to talk about here in a moment. Today in our weekly Remember You Are Love segment, Martha Fernandez-Sardina will tell us about today's feast day of St. Josephine Bakita, a Sudanese woman kidnapped and sold into slavery at age 9 who became a saint and has a lot to teach us about love. Martha is an international bilingual speaker, teacher, trainer, writer, consultant, outreach developer, and the former director of evangelization for the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. and San Antonio. She's also the founder of RememberYouAreLove.com and host of Remember You Are Love TV series. Good morning, Martha. Thanks so much for being with us. It's great to be with you this morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you, John.
Martha, before we talk about this wonderful saint, Saint Josephine Bakita, can you tell us, from your perspective, you've been a regular contributor now for a while, why do you think it's so important to support the mission of Relevant Radio of bringing Christ to the world through the media, of talking about love every single week like we do here on this show? Why it's more important than ever before?
Well, Relevant Radio is a place among all the cacophony of voices and views that are competing day in and day out for our time and our attention. Relevant Radio, in my opinion, is a place for us to lift up our soul, to inform the mind, to form the heart, and to transform the world. And so it's a place where we can offer support and challenge to one another, whether you're a listener or a host or a guest or, like myself, a regular contributor. So being a part of the Relevant Radio family gives us all an opportunity to share the love, John, to fall more in love with our Lord and our Lady, with our Catholic faith, and with one another, so that you, like myself, might know and always remember you are loved.
Well, Martha, tell us a little bit about that song that we just heard in Swahili in honor of St. Josephine Bakita, what we're going to talk about in a moment.
Well, that song repeats the refrain that God is grace, but St. Josephine Marguerite, or Margaret Bakita, as you mentioned at the start, was a Sudanese woman who was in the area of Darfur, and it appears that she belonged to a stable and happy home. She was the niece of a village chief or a tribal leader. And so she had a happy, innocent life until the age of 7 or 9. Some say 7, some say 9. And she says later in her life, "I lived a very happy and carefree life without knowing what suffering was." But then she was kidnapped. And possibly some say that she witnessed the death of family members and villagers, fellow villagers. And so she began to suffer. Now she's separated from her family. Some say that she actually lost her mother at birth, so it's not clear on that. But today, as we celebrate the 8th International Day of Prayer and Awareness Against Human Trafficking, and during this Black History Month, as a matter of fact, here in the United States, we can imagine the suffering that she began to experience, not only the family separation, the tragedy of being kidnapped, but the human trafficking. So now she was a slave. She was enslaved, by the way, first sold by Arabs, to a Turkish person or family, and then sold to a number of other families, and then finally to an Italian consular agent or account, who gave her then to a friend. But she endured a lot of suffering, a lot of torture, and in the midst of that, found love.
Well, precisely, we want to talk about how love intervened to rescue her from slavery. But Martha, first we need to take a short break as we continue our conversation with Catholic evangelist Martha Fernandez-Sardina. Stay with us. There's much more on the other side of the break after this short word from Father Rocky.
Hi, Father Rocky here asking you to give from the heart. Our winter pledge drive is underway, and we have a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level. Have you seen this yet on our website or app? It's really special. It's a very colorful frame, Stations of the Cross, with a beautiful picture of our Lord in the middle, surrounded by the 14 stations. You need to see this at RelevantRadio.com or on the app. It will look great in your prayer corner or in your living room, and you can pray before it during Holy Week or anytime throughout the year. This framed Stations of the Cross is our special thank you gift for $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio. And it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match right now, this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. Give from the heart.
Oh, what a nice gift that is, too. Get a look online at relevantradio.com at the framed Stations of the Cross. A 10 by 12.5 inch beautiful, beautiful, beautiful image is yours when you give it the $50 a month level or $600 for the year. One of many great thank you gifts. Check them all out online at relevantradio.com. Feel free to go there and give as well. Everything matched this hour, whether you give online, on the app, or on the phone at 877-291-0123. The Partnership Challenge Hour continues with a 100% match for each and every gift. 46 minutes left to go of this great matching opportunity to make your money go absolutely as far as possible as we strive to wipe out that need of $3 million by the end of the week here at Relevant Radio. Starting this hour, looking for 100 folks, 100 people to make a pledge this hour, whether you do it on the phone at 877-291-0123, whether you do it on the app, or whether you do it online at relevantradio.com. It all counts. We thank you so much for your great and generous support of Relevant Radio. As we think of love, we talk of love with Martha every week at this time. We talk of love this month of February. How about loving your neighbor through Relevant Radio, helping to build them up, helping to help them increase their faith and be a better parent, a better neighbor, better worker, better friend? 877-291-0123. Please give from the heart.
877-291-0123. Glenn, this is what we're doing all week long, reminding the folks about the importance of our heart. Our Lord wants our heart. That's why we give from the heart. 100% match here this hour. We want to finish strong. Now, how many of you who listen to Relevant Radio have come to learn of this priceless gift that we have, the gift of our Catholic faith in Jesus Christ? We have the fullness of the Christian faith. We have 7 sacraments led by the Holy Eucharist. We have 73 books of sacred scripture, 2,000 years of apostolic tradition. We have the successor of Peter, a blessed mother, and a hall of fame, the best of the best, the communion of the saints. Lives are being changed. If you've been touched in the heart by something that you heard here on Relevant Radio, please give back and support the mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media. Give from the heart. Give hope. Give Christ. Right now is the time. Make your pledge safely and securely online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123. We need your help.
Hey, maybe you could give an honor of your sweetheart, too, right? The chocolate doesn't last long, nor do the flowers, but a gift to Relevant Radio can be that gift that can make a difference for someone for eternity. Wow, what a great way to go, huh? 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app, the 100% match going on for 44 more minutes. Take advantage of this partnership challenge and partner with Relevant Radio. Please prayerfully consider how you can give from the heart.
And welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks for being with us this morning as we continue our weekly conversation with our good friend Martha Fernandez-Sardina, Catholic evangelist, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com. This morning, we're talking about how love made a slave a saint, the life and legacy of Saint Josephine Baqueta. Martha, welcome back.
Great to be back.
Martha, tell us exactly, how did God, who is love, intervene to rescue this wonderful Saint Baqueta from slavery?
Well, after having been enslaved by Arabs, Turkish, and fellow Africans, and actually receiving so many beatings that she forgot her her name, and then one of these Arab families that had bought her, they named her Fortunate, which is Baqueta in Swahili. And so what happened was that, and some say that she was actually forced to convert to Islam. So there was a consular agent, or maybe he was even a count, an Italian count, Callisto Lingnani, who bought her in 1982 or 1983. And they treated her, that family treated her with more kindness, with more dignity. And so there she began to experience what it was to receive love and kindness. And they left due to civil unrest in that area. And that's how they went to Italy. Some stories say that she convinced them to take her with them. So she goes to Italy, and it's the kindness and the love of this new culture that she's in that she begins to experience the differences between what she had lived before. And this counselor gave her away to a friend, Augusto Michieli, and she became the nanny of Mimina Michieli. And that's how she comes in touch with the Catholic faith, with the Canossian sisters, because apparently she would accompany Mimina when she was being instructed at the Institute of Venice's Institute of the Catechumens in Venice in Italy. And so that's how she began to feel drawn to the Catholic faith when she saw the love and the kindness of the sisters of this Catholic community and began to receive and to see, to receive instruction even. And that's how she actually converted to the Catholic faith and found her vocation to the religious life. So when she came in contact with the freedom that Christ has won for us, the fact that we are all made in the image and likeness of God, the fact that he became a slave for us so that we might become free in God, that's when she discovered that she was a free woman. And get this, they actually decided in court one day and in the laws of Italy that she actually, get this, John, she actually had been born into an era in which slavery had been already outlawed in Sudan, as well as in Italy, and therefore she actually had been free her whole time and that her whole life. In a sense, she obviously wasn't, but isn't it ironic to think that slavery was even outlawed? And that's something for us to keep in mind and to ponder and to hold fast to and to share with others, for with anyone who wishes to enslave us, to put severe restrictions on our freedoms, to limit or take away our God-given and constitutionally guaranteed rights as citizens, you know, to remind one another, lest anyone take power away from us and try to enslave us or silence us or shut us up or shut us out of any part of life and society, whether in big ways or in small ways. We need to remind ourselves and pray to Bakita to help us recognize and not allow anyone to sniff us out, to sniff out the life of a child in a womb, or to prevent free citizens from attending church, to attending and participating in life, whether it's in schools, workplace, places of entertainment, of enjoyment, the military, or any profession or trade. And it's scary because sometimes we see small ways in which we are being enslaved around the world. So she came to know the love of Christ, she pursued Christian initiation, and she was baptized, confirmed, and received First Communion from none other than the Patriarch of Venice, the Archbishop, who later became Pope Pius X. And she took the name Giuseppina Margarita Fortunata. So Josephine Margaret Bakita Fortunata is Bakita, as I said, in Arabic. And she discovered her love life, the love of her life, and became a religious sister. So she, John, is a witness and a model to us today of what it means to go from slavery to freedom, from degradation to love, from assault to a life of love for others.
Absolutely amazing story. And again, it's divine providence, her connection to a future Holy Father.
Yes, isn't it? Isn't it something? So you never know where life will take you. And even those of us who might be suffering any type of degradation, any stripping us of our dignity. If you who are listening to me now are suffering in some way because someone is coercing you to do what you don't want to do, it goes against your conscience. If someone is taking from you the ability to recognize your dignity as a precious, beloved child of God, pray to Saint Josephine Bakita and ask God, through her intercession, to give you the grace to have joy in your heart, which apparently she didn't lose, to have love in your heart, which apparently she did not lose, even amidst all the beatings. Once she was beaten so badly that she had 114 scars on her back, and apparently one wound wouldn't heal when the other one was open. So if you are suffering, you have a saint that you can pray to, not only today, but every day, to intercede for you. to find love in the midst of suffering.
Absolutely amazing story, Martha. How do you think that the love of God through others and St. Josephine Baqueta's love for others change her own sense of self in her life?
Well, I was watching a movie yesterday that you can watch on Formed, on Augustine Institute's Formed website. I watched it in Italian with Spanish subtitles, but it also exists in English. And it's a dramatized version. But one of the things in there that's very clear is that she had a sense of her own self because of the love that she had first received in her village from her family and her uncle. And so that love that we must receive at a very young age, John, is so important. And those of us who need healing because of early wounds in our life should seek that in prayer. But then in the dramatized version, and it possibly has happened, when she saw the crucified Lord, it reminded her of a crucifixion that she had seen in Africa. And she said, only slaves are crucified. So when she saw that Jesus became, as St. Paul says, which was explained to her, that he became a slave for us, then that also helped her recognize her inherent dignity. And she would say later in life that no suffering is wasted, and that suffering is actually one of the best ways in which we can offer ourselves to the Lord. And so she had a deep sense of what we call redemptive suffering, right? And so, and also forgiveness. She said that she actually, if she were to encounter those who enslaved her and sold her, she would kiss their hands, because had they not enslaved her and sold her, she would not have come to know Christ and Christianity. So I'd like to say to that, wow, that is a lesson to us, John, of how sainthood can and must be pursued every single day of our lives, that even our suffering can be redemptive, that even that which only the Lord sees within your heart, within your soul, within your marriage, within your family, within your messed up finances, whatever you're suffering, the bodily aches and pains that some endure for life, that the Lord can use also to transform you into a vessel of love and to transform you into a saint.
Tremendous lessons from St. Josephine Baqueta. Martha, a closing thought. We have about 30 seconds.
Let's be saints. Let's be like Baqueta. Let's long for Jesus. Let's long for the love of our life, which is Jesus Christ. Let's strive for holiness every single day in the ordinary and in the extraordinary. And let's be lovers. Let's love, love, love. Let's live in the freedom of God. Let's be enslaved by nothing or no one, no addiction, no ideology, no lies, no distortion of reality, no resentment, no anger, no pride. Let's be lovers. Let's be saints. Free someone today from whatever chains someone else or you have placed on them. Help someone heal their wounds. And consider supporting a charity, perhaps, that helps rescue victims of human trafficking and other modern-day slavery right here in the USA. And remember, you are loved.
And so are you. Martha Fernandez-Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com. We need to take a break when Morning Air continues. Father Rocky, Father Francis Hoffman, the CEO of Relevant Radio, will be with us to talk about the mission of Relevant Radio and our special Marian promotion, Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary. Stay with us as the Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive continues.
Can you be one of 100 persons getting a hold of Relevant Radio this hour? We could use you. Give from the heart. Our Winter Pledge Drive rolls on. Let's keep that great first day momentum going here on day number two. Our number is 877-291-0123. Reach us online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app too. More and more folks give electronically each and every pledge drive. You should really check it out if you haven't yet. 877-291-0123. Online, relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. In addition to seeking 100 persons to make that beautiful gift this hour, we're looking at a 100% match. Every gift matched 100%. Our partnership challenge hour continues for 33 more minutes. Don't let this great opportunity pass you by, this opportunity to be generous. Great thank you gifts. Oh, man, do we have them this time around? You know, we always do. And we really like to thank you by keeping Relevant Radio going strong, but we can thank you in other ways as well. When you give at the $100 a month level, $1,200 for the year, it's that beautiful 8.5-inch tall Holy Trinity statue. Get a look at that and all the other thank you gifts online, relevantradio.com. Give while you're there. Give on the app or the phone, 877-291-0123. John Morales would be so happy if you right now would give from the heart.
877-291-0123. I would definitely be happy. In fact, we're looking for 100 gifts this hour. We have a little more than half an hour to go. We want to finish this hour strong. The great apostle St. Paul visualized the life of a Christian as an athletic contest using the language of sports, writing in 1 Corinthians 9:24, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may attain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable crown." St. Paul wasn't talking about winner Olympic gold medals, Super Bowl championships, rings, or trophies. He was talking about the ultimate crown, running the race and getting to heaven. 877-291-0123. Relevant Radio reminds you every single day of that heavenly goal. We bring Christ to the world through the media. We need your help this hour. Give from the heart. Give hope. Give Christ right now. This is the time. Make your pledge this morning safely and securely online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123. Please do it right now. We need your help.
As big a deal as the Olympics are this week, as big a deal as the Super Bowl is this week, the race we're running is even a bigger deal. Is the goal, the prize, the finish line, eternity. Relevant Radio can help you, can help cheer you on. Let's cheer one another. Let's give from the heart at 877-291-0123. Let's give online at relevantradio.com. Let's give on the mobile app. Let's continue to give hope and help one another. Let us give from the heart. Thank you so much.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with our Relevant Radio Give from the Heart Winter Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. And thank you again for your amazing generosity so far in supporting the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the medium. Now, as you know, last year in 2021, we experienced the year of St. Joseph. It was a special year. It was a year to grow deeper in our love for the patron of the Universal Church, the foster father of Jesus. This year here at Relevant Radio, we're doing something very special as well. We're spending this entire year celebrating our Blessed Mother Mary with miracles, mysteries, and Mary. Now we are joined live by Father Francis Hoffman, Father Rocky, the CEO of Relevant Radio, for more perspective on this special Relevant Radio Marian promotion. We call it the Triple M's, Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary. Father Rocky is a priest of Opus Dei. He was ordained by Pope St. John Paul II and is the author of several books, including Mary at the Crossroads of History. And of course, you can join Father Rocky in the Family Rosary across America with all your prayers and petitions, 7 p.m. Central tonight and every single night of the week here on Relevant Radio. And you can video stream it at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, and that way you can watch it on your smart TV, nice and cozy in your living room. Father Rocky, good morning. Great to be with you once again. Thanks for being with us here on Morning Air.
John, it's great to be with you. I really admire the energy you have so early in the morning. I don't know where you get it. You must be working out all the time.
But Holy Spirit, Father. It's the Holy Spirit. I'm getting the goosebumps just thinking about it.
Strong coffee.
Good old Colombian coffee, Father Rocky. Right? You know, before we talk about our Blessed Mother, and of course, I know this is your passion. It is mine as well. Can you give us your perspective about the mission of Relevant Radio, something that is so important to all of us, the amazing support that our listeners have shown time and time again here on the network?
Sure, John. No, the mission is very simple, and it's encapsulated in our mission statement, to bring Christ to the world through the media. So it's Christ-centered, as our faith is, because our religion, our Catholic religion, is about a person, and that person is Jesus Christ, God himself, true God, true man. And it's bring Christ to the world through the media. So that's a broad enough mission statement that allows us to use any media platform, current media platforms or future media platforms, because technology is always changing. Currently, we use AM stations and FM stations, and we use the internet. We don't do satellite radio because we studied this very closely about 12 years ago, and we came to the conclusion that satellite will be redundant because there will be a network of cell phone towers around the country that provide that kind of information. And that's what we've seen. We've gone from 3G to 4G to 5G. So if you have a cell phone,
you don't really need satellite radio. And so that's what we put the bet on. And it's bring Christ to the world through the media. So it's broad enough to use any kind of media platform out there, even including billboards or newspapers or movies or television, whatever it is. But right now we're primarily audio, although we're doing more video as that presents itself, like with Lenten lessons, the Mass coming up during Lent. But it's narrowing enough to keep us from building schools, which are a good thing, or universities, which are a good thing, or hospitals, which are a good thing, but that's not our mission, or even theme parks for Noah's Ark, which is a good thing, but that's not our mission. Our mission is to focus on the media, get the word out there. And to do this, we work hard. We need people's support. And it's marvelously effective because we reach people where they are. Many of the people at this very instant are in their car in traffic jams in big cities, and they're listening to us. I kind of chuckle because most people think traffic jams are, they think they're a pain in the neck. At Relevant Radio, we think they're great. Pledge Drives, they kind of keep us in business. And so
Especially if you have the bumper sticker on the back of your car, you are a walking billboard for us.
Yes, and if you don't have a bumper sticker, please, when you make a donation for the Pledge Drive today, ask for that bumper sticker, put it on the back of your car, because you never know who's going to be watching that and how they can discover us. But so last year, Pope Francis surprised us on December 8th, 2020, by announcing a year of St. Joseph to commemorate the 150th anniversary proclamation of St. Joseph as the universal protector of the Church. So we got completely behind that. And then without even my knowing what was going on, Our marketing team came up with the idea, well, let's make this year in honor of Our Lady. And I have no problem with that. I was saying, that's great, you know, because anything about Our Lady is going to lead you to Christ. But it was also based on observation, right? And that is, about a year and a half ago, we released my book, Mary at the Crossroads of History. I'd been thinking of writing it for a long time. It was a book that was really quite easy to read because I'm fascinated by the topic. Anyway, we were going to release that book at the Lenten Luncheon in Chicago on March 25th, 2020. And I was really excited because we expected maybe 500 or 1,000 people there. I said, wow, I'll be able to hand out 1,000 copies of my book. I'm so happy about that. And then maybe in Pledge Drive, we could distribute a couple thousand more. But then COVID hit and we had to cancel the luncheon. And so nuts. Now what are we going to do? So, well, we offered it during the Pledge Drive. And we said, oh my goodness, people really want this. We moved like 3,000 of those in the Pledge Drive in May of 2020. And I also said, anyone who gets the free copy, if they make a pledge, I'm going to sign my name in the book. I'm going to dedicate it. I won't do that again. Do you know how long it took me to sign 3,000 copies? They were from the floor to the ceiling.
I have a signed copy with your
They were
John
from the
Hancock,
floor to the
right,
ceiling
right here in, studio,
in the conference room. Unbelievable. And so then we said, well, let's see if anybody out there wants a free copy. We did this promotion, which we hadn't done before. And oh my goodness, we moved over 100,000 of them. And then last year we did this promotion on Treasures of the Rosary. We moved 80,000 of them. So our marketing team said, you know, there's real hunger out there in devotion to Our Lady. So let's tap into that. So here's the backstory about that. We do the Family Rosary across America every night. And it's a huge turnout, you know, over 100,000 people, maybe 150,000 tuning in live on all sorts of platforms, AM and FM stations, and then relevantradio.com, our video stream, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. And during the Vatican II, the Church revised the liturgy and took out a number of the feast days of Our Lady because they figured they're too many. They're growing like mushrooms, or like 36 feast days of Our Lady in the calendar. And so they trimmed it back to 10. Well, guess what? They're growing again. John Paul II added a few more. Pope Francis has sprinkled a few more in. And we see this, that the people love the Blessed Mother because the Blessed Mother brings us hope because she brings us Christ. So what we decided is a couple times a month when there's a feast day of Our Lady, we will send you an email and some information, maybe a link to a story, maybe a beautiful picture, or maybe a video. So coming up this Friday is the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And I'm going to record a video tonight for that we'll send you. I had to say that on the air because that now makes me sure I have to do it. All right. I just committed to it. And we're going to do that tonight. And it'll be a 2-3 minute video. And I'll tell you about Our Lady of Lourdes. And now I have to do it because I said in public I would do it. Right.
Sounds fantastic.
And we'll send that,
Father,
to you.
I'm looking forward
to it. So if people want
to
sign up for it, if they want to sign up for it, they go to relevantradio.com and sign up for all this free great stuff on Feast Days of Our Lady. It's called Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary.
Absolutely love it. Looking forward to this specific video on Our Lady of Lourdes. I've had the blessing of actually standing there at the site where our Blessed Mother appeared at Lourdes. But we're going to continue our conversation talking about miracles, mysteries, and Mary with our very own Father Rocky. Stay with us. There's much more to come on the other side.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
And I just wanted to say thank you so much for praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet for me about a month ago. I was in a really abusive job situation, and by a very miraculous turn of events, I now have my dream job. So all praise and glory to God, and thank you so much.
Wow. Praise God for that. Stephanie, I love that. That is such an answer to prayer. And I'm so happy you have that dream job. God hears prayers.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Oh, isn't it fun to hear those miracle moments? Even more fun to make more. You can do that right now with a gift to Relevant Radio when you give from the heart at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well, and you take advantage of that 100% match when you give anytime. The rest of this hour as our partnership challenge continues for another 17 more minutes here at Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. More with Father Rocky coming up in just a moment, but great pledge drive underway. Our need by the end of the week, $3 million. We need each hour to be strong. And everything that you can do helps for Relevant Radio. Whatever amount you give matched, no amount too big or too little. Maybe we'll get in the six-figure amount. We'll give you a chance to converse with Father Rocky a little bit about the match there. But we want to match every gift here. 877-291-0123. When you give at the $50 a month level, for example, that's $600 for the year. Got a great thank you gift. It's the framed Stations of the Cross. Get a look at that online at relevantradio.com. Also, thank you gifts for other giving levels. You can give while you're there or on the mobile app or on the phone and take advantage of that 100% match as we continue with our Give from the Heart pledge drive, John.
Glenn, I am so appreciative. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our listeners. You can be part of this Relevant Radio family. You can give from the heart. We're looking for 100 gifts here this hour. We want to finish strong as the clock is ticking away. 877-291-0123. A few years ago, Relevant Radio conducted a survey with an amazing 10,000 responses in just 3 days. Incredibly, nearly 900 listeners said they came back to the church because of something they heard on Relevant Radio. 20% said they came back to Sunday Mass. 20% were inspired to go to daily Mass. And would you believe 84% were moved to pray more, 46% to go to confession, 75% to love God more, all because of something that they heard on Relevant Radio. You talk about the most effective way to share the gospel. That's Relevant Radio. We bring real hope. Give from the heart. Bring hope and support this powerful instrument of evangelization at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call the old-fashioned way, 877-291-0123, Glenn.
Good thing it's not so old-fashioned we have to dial it up on the rotary dial phone. I tell you, that was a job, recruiting kids to play softball, and if they had zeros in their name, you kind of just left them off the lineup sometime, I think. It took a while, but a lot of ways to give. Love to hear from you this morning, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app, too. The 100% match is in effect another 15 more minutes. Started out the hour looking for 100 folks to make that pledge online or on the phone. We're getting there. We're going to get there by the top of the hour. Don't miss out on your opportunity to be generous and to give from the heart at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales. Thanks for being with us this morning. I so much appreciate it as we continue our live conversation with
our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky, Father Francis Hoffman. Father Rocky, I think one of our listeners heard us talking about the bumper stickers. Jose in San Benito, Texas has a word for you, Father.
Hey, Jose.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Father. I just want to let you know that the bumper stickers do work. I'm here listening to Relevant Radio because of a bumper sticker. Now, the weird part is that it wasn't placed on a truck or on a car. It was actually placed on a young man's binder because I work at a school. So I thought it was a, you know, an evangelical station or something. We have a, you know, quite a few down here, but we didn't have any Catholic station. But to my surprise, it was a Catholic station. So I became a fan.
So where's San Benito? Where is that in Texas?
That is, you know, maybe 20 miles, like 15 minutes away from Brownsville, Texas.
Oh, so you're down there in the valley?
Yes, sir. I'm down here in the valley.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we got two beautiful FM stations there. We did it originally in Spanish, yes, but then we found out the people, they like to listen to it better in English. Wow.
Yes, indeed.
They have great, they grow a lot of grapefruits down there, don't you?
A lot of what, Father?
Grapefruit.
Oh, you bet. Yes, and a bunch of great tacos as well.
Well, I bet you do. So this kid had it on his binder at school. That's awesome.
Yes, indeed.
We used to put STP stickers on our binders in school as kids. Now this is the new thing.
Yes.
So when did you start listening? Jose, when did you start listening?
It was back in 2019, 2018 when I found out. So yeah. I was listening to the app, you know, to the app store.
Sure.
And then to my surprise, you came down here with the Spanish station with John Morales, actually. With John Morales.
Yeah. He habla español and inglés.
Yes, yes.
So I'm so glad
you're down here, Father.
Yeah. Now, I got a great story for you. You'll enjoy this, Jose. I was trying to get out of New York City in Manhattan about 3 years ago in the afternoon through the Lincoln Tunnel, which is like the biggest traffic jam in the world. And right when I had my opportunity to get in, somebody cut me off in a van. And I was really upset. But then I saw he had a Relevant Radio bumper sticker on the back of his truck. Is it awesome? How about that? That's in New York City. So all over the country, they got this book.
Whoa, awesome.
I love it. Muchísimas gracias, Josecito. Thank you so much, Jose. I appreciate you chiming in and sharing that story with us. Maybe you're starting a whole new campaign for us. We need to bring the Relevant Radio stickers to the kids' classrooms.
I get it. Yeah. Jose, do you ever see those digital billboards down there in the valley? You know, the kind that change every 8 seconds. Do they have them down there?
We do, Father.
Good. Well, keep your eye out in Lent. We're going to be using some of those digital billboards to advertise Relevant Radio. Is that cool?
Father, that's great news. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
Awesome.
And that is because people support us in the pledge drive, and that way we can let more people know about it. And do they have traffic jams down there?
We actually don't down here in Brownsville, but they do in McAllen, Father.
Okay. Well, that's good. We love traffic jams.
You'll find a bunch of them right next to the Basilica.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, Jose, great talking to you. Thank you for checking in.
Thanks so much, Jose from San Benito, Texas. Father, we only have a couple of minutes to go. Just a quick word. I know that there's been some very special moments. In fact, some little minor miracles during the Family Rosary across America. Can you share a couple with us?
Sure. Well, I was just reading an email from a friend of mine, Royal Burke, who represents people who were in difficult situations because of their immigration status. And this one person had been detained for 18 months. And he kept bugging me every day, pray for this person. I said, you know what? We're going to pray for her on the Family Rosary Across America tonight. So we did. Said, we pray for Wilda, Lord, that you let her out of jail. She was let out of jail 2 hours later. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now she's getting everything squared away. You know, those things are complicated, but nobody wants to be in jail. And, we've had people who had cancer, you know, and then we pray for them and they don't have cancer anymore. And that's the power of prayer. The more people praying at the same time, the better.
I love the story of the kid in Houston who prayed for
a snow
day.
That was great. That was last week. Yeah. He called in from Houston last Wednesday, and he was praying for his family. He said, and then I want to pray for a snow day so we don't have school on Friday. I said, wait a second. Where are you calling from? He said, Houston, Texas. I said, a snow day in Houston, Texas? Like, you want a miracle? He said, uh-huh. I said, okay, we'll pray for a miracle. And you know what? They had a snow day in Houston last Friday. It was an ice storm. They had to cancel school. I am not kidding, John.
That is absolutely amazing.
You have a prayer intention, you really, really want it.
For sure. Well, Father Rocky, appreciate everything that you do for this network, your leadership, your vision. In fact, our very mission statement of bringing Christ to the world through the media has been your inspiration. So much appreciated. Thanks.
Well, it was mostly Patrick Madrid who came up with that idea. So, but thank you anyway. I'll take credit for it, but he was the idea.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, John.
It's a team effort. Thank you, Father Rocky. Thanks so much for being with us. And of course, don't forget to sign up for Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary at relevantradio.com/Mary. And so that'll do it for now. It's about that time of the morning to go to another edition of Glenn Story Corner.
Oh, and you'll like this one, John. It's about generosity and baseball. Our story today called Catch and Release by Mike Herman. I've been going to professional baseball games and trying to get a souvenir baseball as far back as I can remember. A foul ball, a home run ball, even a batting practice ball, anything would do. I was taking in batting practice for the St. Louis Cardinals, and as I watched Mark McGwire and his teammates, I got to know a 5-year-old boy who was also trying to get a ball. His name was James. He tried hard to pronounce the players' names as he politely asked for a ball. Mr. Timlin, can I have a ball, please? Before I knew it, my mission became getting a ball for James. For about 20 minutes, I told him the names of the players who had a ball near the fence that we stood behind, and the players turned and smiled as James tried to say their names. Still no ball. Finally, I told James he could have my ball if I caught one. And I'd been unsuccessful in catching a ball for almost 28 years, so I felt that looked like a safe promise. I wouldn't be telling this story if you didn't know what happened 5 minutes later. I caught a ball, and yes, I gave it to James. Made me wonder how often God wants to give us something until we're willing to give it away. Hebrews 13:16. Do not neglect to do good and share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God.
I love it. Thanks so much, Glenn. Loved combining our national pastime and generosity. I want to remind you, you can always listen to any one of Glenn's Story Corners or any one of our Morning Air podcasts, any segment of our shows that you want to share with others. Just download it at the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. Don't forget to honor our Blessed Mother with the Family Rosary Across America tonight at 7 p.m. Central and every night of the week here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Family, Relevant Radio family, support the mission of Relevant Radio as our Give from the Heart pledge drive continues. We need your help.
Closing in on 100 gifts this hour, closing in on the end of another hour of 100% matching. Our partnership challenge continues for 5 more minutes. Take advantage now online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app, and on the phone at 877-291-0123. It's fun when we join together and do some good things like keeping Relevant Radio on the air and going strong in over 180 stations around the country, going around the globe at relevantradio.com and the mobile app too. Changing lives. You've heard those miracle moments, stories of folks coming back to church, coming back to the sacraments for the first time in decades sometimes, back to confession, coming into the church for the very first time ever. Those are great stories, and they're possible because we get to continue together to build this platform for the Holy Spirit, given a great space for Jesus Christ and His church to be made known across the globe here at Relevant Radio. What a great work that is to do together. How fun, how joyful that is to do together, and as we do that work together, brings us joy, brings others joy, and it's a great example of how we are to work together as the body of Christ. Thanks for being generous today. Our number again, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app, too. If you heard something that you enjoy here on Relevant Radio, something that is enlightened you, it's informed you, it's amused you perhaps, it's helped you build up your faith, maybe it's helped you to share your faith, maybe it's a great way you can point to others who have questions about the faith. Hey, turn into Relevant Radio. Tune in between 8 and 11 Central. Patrick Madrid will answer all your faith questions. Or, hey, later today, we're going to have a bishop on the air. You can ask him questions. Great things like that happen here on Relevant Radio, thanks to your generous support. Be generous, won't you? 877-291-0123. Or give from the heart online at relevantradio.com.
877-291-0123. Glenn, I love this theme. Give from the heart. I think at the end of the day, that's what it's really all about. Our Lord wants our heart. We want to finish strong here in the next few minutes as we finish up this hour. We're looking for 100 gifts, 100% match all day today. And in fact, in this day and age, so many people are searching. They're searching for someone to give them hope, especially when they at times feel hopeless and they can't find hope. Relevant Radio is all about giving hope and letting people know that they are not alone when facing challenges. Relevant Radio provides inspiration every day from the Word of God, the Bible, where hope is mentioned 129 times in 121 verses. Relevant Radio provides hope across America, coast to coast, every single day. Your gift to Relevant Radio during this Give from the Heart Pledge Drive will bring hope to tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands across our country and around the world. Please open your heart and give to the mission of Relevant Radio at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, where you can give us a call right now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Hey, we know you're busy this time of the day, but you'll be on and off the phone or the website in no time at all. Probably like a minute or so is all it's going to take to make a huge difference for time and eternity. 877-291-0123. Pledge online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app as well. We have those great thank you gifts waiting for you when you give at the $50 a month level, $600 for the year. It's the framed Stations of the Cross. That's just beautiful. When you give at the $100 a month level, $1,200 for the year, it's the Holy Trinity statue. Get a look at those and more online at relevantradio.com. Great place to give as well. If you enjoy Morning Air, if you enjoy Patrick Madrid or anything, any time of the day here on Relevant Radio, what you give right now helps out the entire mission of Relevant Radio, and it's matched 100%. Everyone working together, generous, anonymous donors, you, let alone the folks behind the scenes here at Relevant Radio, you inspire so many with your gift now. Be generous at 877-291-0123. Be generous online at relevantradio.com. Be generous on the mobile app. How much to give? There's no particular price tag. Now, our need by the end of the week to keep going strong for three more months is $3 million, but like Father Rocky likes to say, give till you smile, all right? Give till you smile. 877-291-0123. We know ultimately it does feel good to be generous. We've been the recipient of that in the past, personally, I'm sure, and it feels good to reciprocate, doesn't it? To give back. 877-291-0123. Can you give back to the radio station that gives so much to your faith life, that equips you to share your faith, that builds you up when you need help, that keeps you company when you need that, that can bring the Mass and Rosary to those who can't get out to church? Relevant Radio can do great things, but not without you. Thanks for your generosity. Please give from the heart at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.